Good afternoon, everyone. Hope that you are all back from lunch and feeling good. Next talk here in the big auditorium is Kartik Mistry. Is that spoken right?
Kartik Mistry, yeah.
About how Debian helped to translate thousands of Wikipedia articles. So give him a warm welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So I will talk about in this 20 minutes that how Debian helped us as a Wikipedia project to in a translation of thousands of articles. So about me, I'm a Debian developer since 2008. I'm also a Wikipedian since 2012. I was kind of editing Wikipedia before that, but not actively. Then I joined Wikimedia Foundation as a developer, and then I saw, okay, there are lots of issues with my local language wiki. The language I speak is Gujarati, which is the western part of India, and then I became a kind of active developer there, and also fixing bugs, and yeah. So I'm kind of helping both project. So with Wikipedia, like, what was the problem, or actually what is the problem with the Wikipedia? You will see the English Wikipedia recently crossed like 5 million of articles. But if you compare the other Wikipedias, like local language Wikipedia, especially with the very, even with the large number of speakers, language from India, for example, Hindi, Gujarati, they have a large number of speakers across the world, but the Wikipedia articles are very less. So we wanted to fill this gap in an easier manner. There are way to translate Wikipedia article, like either you can copy paste the entire article and translate manually, but that was not an ideal solution. So we got a we work on that and got a solution. We call it, the tool name is Content Translation. And it is developed by the Wikimedia Foundation language team. It was deployed in 2014 as a beta feature, and in some Wikipedias as a beta feature. And around 2015, July, mid-July, it was available in, it is available in all Wikipedias. So it has a three column layout to translate article easily and quickly. And there are lots of tools, so which makes easier to translate article from one Wikipedia to another Wikipedia. So what are the tools? The first tool is machine translation, which is, we will talk about it a bit later. Then there is a automatic reference adaptation, so you don't need to add a reference manually. There is image adaptation, like you can kind of just copy the image. There are categories, you can, it can be automatically adapt. Wikidata link, you don't need to do that. And you can save and edit it anytime and come back later. It will save on your personal draft. And it can be published in other namespace. For example, if you don't want to publish in a main namespace and like do more work on it. And there are like lots of other advantages. So when we started with initial Wikipedias, like we first deployed in Catalan Wikipedia, and Catalan is a language from Spain. And so we got a feedback that there are some software, open source software, which is called Colaportium, and it can be used to translate to Catalan from many languages. So we look into the status of package in Debian in 2014. It was quite a not maintained, bad shape. And we talk about with like using it in Wikipedia. So we use our own apt repo to deploy the packages. So we talked to our now SRE team, and we got a conclusion that we need to have a kind of latest package because there are lots of changes in between the Debian package and the current upstream package. I started working on those packages and I pushed into Debian, but there is always delta between two package. We wanted to use the latest package. So I package along with the Debian science team and then upstream. And we got many of the package deployed in Catalan, and then it got started. So there were kind of concern about machine translation that quality depends on the language pair. There are, for example, French Catalan and Spanish Catalan are kind of similar languages. So it is have a good quality, and we had a great success with the Catalan, Spanish, and French pairs. There are lots of disadvantages Wikipedia. As a general, nobody likes 100% machine translation. And so there were lots of concern about it, but we made a tools so easier that it can be easily detected. If somebody wants to do a 100% machine translation, there are warnings and errors within a tool that it kind of discouraged to use all this machine translation. So, so we are working on the next generation of tool, which makes things more easier. I'm working with the upstream to get more pairs package within Debian, so we can use it. We also use a couple of dictionaries. It's not deployed, but I guess two or three pairs are there where we can use the Freedict package already available and make sure that user has the dictionary options available. And we are working on make the tool more stable and probably the portable to other Wikipedia project and probably to the available for a general Wikimedia extension. So even probably the DebConf wiki can we use it. So where is this tool? Okay, so if you're on any Wikipedia, it is available on every Wikipedia. You need to go to the beta feature and then enable it. And we can probably check if everything works here. Okay, I can check the... is it visible properly? So this is my personal dashboard of articles I'm working on right now. So just ignore this area 51 because that was bugged, so it got stuck in a draft for more than 2 years. So this is the tool, how it looks. And for example, if I want to just start this, it will just load the work I have already done. These are something done by the machine translation. So this is the real translation I already use. And if you want to do the new translation, we can do that. Maybe some language with our, it's already there, but still we can do that. It says that it's already exist. We can just ignore right now. And maybe start with small thing. So this is using the Persium. So then it says it's save right now. And if you, right now we cannot translate the title, but we can do that later. So it will be saved on your dashboard, and then you can work it later whenever you want. So this tool, we saw some good number of articles got published. It is less in English because English has already a large number of articles available, but there are people who translate from other language to English, and there are some statistics, but it may be the better to use some other language. You can see that in Gujarati, the number of articles has grown. Considering like we only have 28,000 articles in Gujarati Wikipedia. Yeah, so that's a little bit of that. And where we were. Okay. How can I? There is already. Okay. So for every language, there is numbers available as a special page, special content translation states. And there is a project. We have MediaWiki page, content translation. You can see the future and how we are developed and what are the things we are looking for. As every wiki has a talk page, we also have a talk page where you can leave your message or any issues with that. So also the things we want to work is considering Debian. Like I also want to work on the more machine translation tools. So if anyone is interested in getting more tool into the Debian related to machine translation, there are lots of package we can work on it. So all the packages are maintained under Debian Science, and if someone is interested with the projects like Google Summer of Code, there are good opportunity of working with the Persian project along with not only the language pair but also the improving the quality of machine translation in a general. So yeah, that's basically all I wanted to say, and also wanted to say thanks to Debian, because we in Wikimedia, we use most of the machines are Debian. Maybe if I don't, like, we use Debian everywhere, right? Yeah. So it's a good use of Debian in a production, and like I'm very happy with the work I did along with the Persian people. I asked a couple of people from upstream to become a DM. I guess one of or two of them will apply pretty soon because they have pretty much a good packaging skill. So yeah, and questions?
So I somehow missed. So is all of this software already packaged in Debian or?
Yeah, it's already packaged. Cool. So the tool itself is, it's web-based tool, and it runs on the Node.js and Wikipedia. Like, so along with that, like we also started working on the MediaWiki packages because MediaWiki is kind of fast moving, but we also have a LTS, the long-term support softwares. So another guy, Kunal Mehta, he is working on the packaging the extensions which required to run the latest MediaWiki. So I guess we are in pretty good shape considering the MediaWiki itself also, and also these packages which are used in a production, in a, like all the machine translation package.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so as there is no other question, so
yeah,
can I ask a little bit of model of this tool, because this is only translation or also management of, I don't know, links to external sources and so on, because the power of Wikipedia is that we have different sources, so we can link to, I don't know, press articles or something like this that this information came from. But at the same time, if I'm translating from English to Polish, should I leave links to English articles? Should I try to find links to some Polish or something?
Yeah, so this tool will automatically add up the existing article available in the target Wikipedia. For example, Polish, for example, English Wikipedia has a Debian, and there is a link to Linux, and there is an article available in Polish to the Linux. So it will automatically link to that particular article. So you don't need to worry about those links, images, because images are coming from the Commons Wikipedia, Commons, which are already available for every Wikipedia. And yeah, so for example, reference, some Wikipedia required reference to be available in local language. But in that case, like, we cannot do much because it's very hard to do that. So you have to do it manually. But all the reference available in source Wikipedia is will be available in Target.
Okay, pretty cool, thanks.
Yeah, thanks. So yeah, we are just over time, and if you have more question, you can ask me, both email ID, and I'm around here till Monday morning, so you can ask me. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.